Budget negotiators in Congress have reached a bipartisan budget deal that would avoid another government shutdown.
But not everybody is happy with the deal, including the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Here to explain why the association is worried about the proposed budget deal is Steve Brenton. He is the president of the WHA. Steve, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
Well, it's good to have you along. I wanted to start by talking a little bit. The WHA issued a press release after this, expressing deep displeasure, it says here, with the news about the budget. And I want you to put this in context for me, because in the press release it says negotiators have extended a 2% Medicare provider cut for 2 years. And I think for the layperson out there, you say something like that and you think, well, 2%, that sounds kind of reasonable.
Yeah, and I appreciate that one can get down in the weeds here a little bit, but I think most of your listeners will recall about a year ago when Congress passed this initiative called the sequester, which cut both domestic and defense spending by about 2% across the board. And providers of Medicare services, including hospitals and physicians and others, experienced at that time a 2% reduction from a program that already pays them less than the actual costs for providing care to our Wisconsin seniors. What's very disconcerting about this so-called bipartisan negotiated proposal that I believe is going before Congress as early as tomorrow is that what was envisioned by some to be a temporary cut in payment may become much more than that, because this proposal will extend by 2 years the 2% across the board cut. One other thing to add, this 2% cut doesn't stand on its own as it relates to recent impacts on Wisconsin's provider community from the Medicare program. Just a few years ago, when the Accountable Care Act passed, there were major Medicare cuts baked into that proposal that over 10 years take about $2.5 billion from hospitals. And then since the Accountable Care Act passed, there have been some other budget bills that have passed that have taken smaller amounts in cuts. So this is really this latest proposal, or this latest budget deal, is additive to a whole series of reductions that have come over the past several years. And what we're really talking about right now are cuts that total over $4 billion over the coming decade from hospitals who provide services to some of our most vulnerable population in Wisconsin.
So $4 billion over the next decade. And I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit about Medicare funding and the how it fits into, and I don't know if there's a typical hospital or medical center out there, but how it fits into the average budget or a typical budget for a hospital or medical facility.
Yeah, that's a great question. On average, for our hospitals, about 35% to 40% of their revenues come from the Medicare program. But for many of our rural hospitals, in places like Portage and Mauston and Amory and elsewhere, that number can exceed 60%. So, you know, this 2% that continues year after year is cumulative and amounts to a real blow to a revenue stream used to pay for local services and primarily our hospital employees.
So to kind of follow up on that a little bit, 35-40% of a typical budget, up to 60% in some of the rural areas. And you said early on in our discussion that Medicare doesn't cover the full cost of procedures now, of care now. What percentage does it cover?
Right now, Medicare covers about 80 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
And this is for hospitals. For physicians, it's probably lower, quite frankly. But we can document for hospitals, it's about 80 cents on the dollar of actual costs. And Wisconsin hospitals have to make up those losses by charging private payers, commercial programs, more than they otherwise would have to charge.
So this trend has been going on. I remember doing interviews like this, oh boy, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. This seems to have been something that's been going on forever and ever. And the question is, when do we reach some kind of tipping point?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, what we have tried to do is to balance and to, in many cases, reduce expenses, especially in the last couple of years, to make this whole thing work. We've had a number of hospitals in the state that this year announced either delayed capital expenditures or actual reductions in employment in order to make the expenses match, you know, these revenue cuts, these revenue changes. I really don't want to cry wolf other than to say that cuts like this that go on and on and on do have and will have consequences on our community hospitals and community providers.
Have you had the opportunity to try to reach out to Wisconsin's congressional delegation today?
Yes, and we've actually been doing it all year. And I think for the most part, our congressional delegation, be they Republican or Democrat, have been quite supportive of the notion of no more cuts, which has been our theme. That's why we are a bit taken aback by this proposal, which does single out providers. But, you know, this is a so-called bipartisan deal with some urgency of getting done. And at this point, I kind of think that the rationale behind these decisions becomes overwhelmed by the politics of getting something done this week. And I'm not terribly optimistic that we'll have much success, which means we're going to have to continue messaging, you know, the urgency of no more and to undo some of the damage that will come from cuts of this type.
Do you think that members of the public have the same insight into this that you do? I mean, you talk with legislators, and this is all very complex. You know, Medicare, Medicaid, all the payment, all the insurance and everything, and you throw in Obamacare as a bonus, and you've got a real mess. Does the public get it?
I think the public is confused. You know, you can get deep into the weeds here on issues like this. But Medicare is a very important program. It is an incredibly popular program for our seniors. And I do think that there is some political relevancy of raising, you know, this as an important issue that must be addressed. But I'm under no illusions that it is well understood. And part of our job is to, you know, keep on working to make sure people understand that there will be consequences for cuts that really are unrelated to the actual cost of providing care.
All right, Steve. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Steve Brenton. He is the president of the Wisconsin Hospital Association.